Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok! Hi, you folks, hold on to your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We've got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that famous talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Snap, crackle, pop!
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, The Trap at Pistol Springs. Hey, let's have a quiz show, kids. First and last question. What's the name of the world's only talking cereal? Did I hear someone say Kellogg's Rice Krispies? Well, that's absolutely right. When you pour milk or cream over a big bowl of Rice Krispies, they just sound off with joy. Snap, crackle, pop. Try Kellogg's Rice Krispies with sliced bananas. Believe me, no prince or princess ever had a more scrumptious dish for breakfast. Does your mom get Kellogg's Rice Krispies for you regularly? Wherever trouble got too thick along the trails of the Old West, word usually went out for United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles. Bill never turned down a call for help, even though it led him and Jingles into danger as great as they faced in The Trap at Pistol Springs.
Dad busted, Bill. Why are we in such an all-fired hurry to get to Pistol Springs?
Sheriff Benson said he needed help in a hurry, so we're in a hurry.
Well, why can't the young squirt hang on to things till we have time to get there?
I don't know, but Wally's a good sheriff, even if he is young. If he's got trouble that's too big for him, we'll give him a hand.
Bill, do that shooting up ahead.
Yeah, hiya, Buckshot. Let's get around the next turn, Jingle.
Jeff Jugger, here we go. Bill, look down the road. A freight wagon without no horses.
Somebody stampeded that team. There they go up the smoke.
There's a bunch of riders hightailing it away.
Looks like a holdup, Jingles. Come on, let's get there.
Bill, the wagon.
Hold up, Jingles. Whoa,
Joker.
Come on, Jingles.
Look out for the rocks. Ow.
You hurt, Jingles?
Not much. One rock bounced off my head. Jumping the horny toads, Bill. What happened?
Somebody just blew that wagon sky high with a charge of blasting powder. We darn near rode right into that blast.
I'm glad we weren't any closer. That load of freight's nothing but confetti and splinters now, and that blast like to knock my head off.
Speaking of that, I wonder where the driver was.
Well, I didn't see him. But if he was in that wagon, there's no use looking for him.
Let's go have a look around anyhow. Hiya, Buckshot.
Up, Sugar. Bill, you reckon those riders we saw scooting away had anything to do with this?
They must have, Jingles. Probably held up the wagon, took what they wanted, and then set off a short fuse to a powder chart before they left.
Well, all I can say is that there ain't much evidence left at the scene of the crime.
Hold it. Whoa.
Whoa, Joker. Now what, Bill?
Take a look there in that bush.
It's a man. Been shot.
Several times. He's dead, Jingles. And I'll bet a new Hattie was driving that wagon.
They must have jumped him from ambush and knocked him off the box into the brush.
Yeah. Then they stopped the wagon and helped themselves. Let's have a look around at the wreckage, and we'll come back here.
We're pretty close to Pistol Springs, Bill. Maybe this is some of the trouble that Sheriff Benson telegraphed you about.
It probably is, Jingles. It takes a pretty big and well-organized gang to pull off a job like this. Well, here we are. Whoa, Buckshot.
Whoa, Joker. Bill? There's the name of the outfit on that piece of wood.
Yep, Westward Freight Line. Well, there's short one wagon, but something's funny here.
What's the matter?
Look at that freight scattered around.
Yeah, gee whiz, all kinds of stuff.
And pretty valuable stuff. There's bolts of silk, there's a case of watches. Hey, look here.
Hey, Bill, that's a strong box.
Sure, and it wasn't touched by the gang. The top must have been blown off in the explosion.
But it's full of money and bonds. Why didn't they take that in the stick-up?
They probably didn't know it was there.
Fine bunch of road agents.
They weren't road agents, Jingles. This wasn't robbery.
Then why'd they shoot the driver?
I don't know all the answers, Jingles, but one thing is sure.
What's that?
Somebody wanted to wreck this wagon. And that was so important to them that they didn't even stop at murder.
Hey, what are you doing, Slim? Practicing for the rodeo?
Nope. Feller down at the store said if I could rope a box of Kellogg's Rice Krispies off that there shelf without disturbing anything else, he'd make me a present of them, Charlie. So I'm sort of practicing on that there fence post. The one over yonder with a box of Rice Krispies on it.
Well, now, that's quite a trick of roping if you can do it. You know, kids, when you like Rice Krispies, you really sure enough like them, as Slim would say. And they like you, too, when you pour milk or cream over a big bowl of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. They talk to you real friendly with a snap, crackle, and pop no other cereal can imitate. Next time you have some Rice Krispies, try some sliced bananas on them. Oh, that's one of our favorite dishes, isn't it, Slim?
You darn tootin', Charlie. Say, come to think of it, it'd be a lot easier to rope a big bunch of bananas. I wonder if that their storekeeper changed his proposition. Shucks, I'd gladly pay for Kellogg's Rice Krispies any time.
Now, don't you try to back down, Slim. You practice up roping that package of Rice Krispies, and I'll pay for the bananas. Be sure to rope a big box, though. You know, they don't last long around here. And why not remind your mom about the large family-sized box of Kellogg's Rice Krispies? And, oh, yeah, be sure to listen at the end of the show. I've got some extra special news for you. Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles ran into a mystery while they were on their way to the town of Pistol Springs in answer to a call for help from their friend Sheriff Benson. Finding a freight wagon blown up and its driver killed, they were surprised to find that the motive wasn't robbery. Bill is talking to the sheriff.
Well, you see, this gang doesn't go in for robbery at all?
No, Bill. So far, they've stayed out of anything that's against the law. That's why I can't stop them.
Well, this time, they murdered the driver of that wagon.
But we can't prove it's the same outfit, Jingles.
I haven't been able to prove anything yet. All I know is that the honest people in town are being bled white for protection.
Well, Sheriff, it don't look to me like anybody's being protected from anything.
Well, the ones who pay a fortune for protection against crime seem to get along without anything happening to them.
That's one of the oldest dodges in the world. Even pirates in the old days used to ask for protection money and they didn't get it, they'd sink the ships of the people who didn't pay up.
Who's asking for all this protection money?
A whole gang of rats that work for Lobo Graves. They go around to the businessmen in town and offer to protect them for a fancy price against crimes.
And if the businessmen say no, sooner or later a crime happens.
That's the way it stacks up. Protection Lobo Graves gives the merchants is protection against his own band of buzzards.
Well, Sheriff, if you know all about this Lobo, why don't you lock him up?
What's the use of locking him up only to have him turn up loose because I don't have any witness who'll testify to what he's doing?
What's so hard about getting witnesses? Seems like every businessman in Pistol Springs would be glad to get up on the stand.
They're scared to death, Bill. Mike Harvey, who ran the grocery store, came to me and offered to testify. We buried Mike the next day. That's the way it's been going.
I'd like to meet up with this Lobo.
Yeah, I'd like to see what he looks like.
And if you'll turn your head just a little, Jingles, you'll see him. There, that's him crossing the street.
Where? Oh, ooh, mean-looking gent, ain't he?
Just as mean as he looks. Hey, that big nose.
Now, wait a minute, Wally. What's wrong?
You see where Lobo's heading? Right for Millie's store. I'll go over there and see.
You're not going anywhere, as mad as you are. You'd get yourself shot.
Yeah, I forgot about you and Miss Millie. Now, you just simmer down, Sheriff.
Yeah, but Lobo...
Jingles and I'll wander over and see what he's up to. I want to see the way he operates.
Look, Miss Harvey, you talk as if I had something to do with your father being killed. Why, if you'd only listen to me and hire some of my men to protect him... It never would have happened.
I'm sure it never would have happened, Lobo.
Well, then why don't you get smart? The Pistol Springs Businessmen's Protective Association will take care of you and your property for... Let's see. I'll give you a real good deal. $100 a month.
You... Don't get out of here. Get out before I...
Before you what?
Excuse me, Miss Harvey.
Huh?
I'm a friend of Wally's. Mind if I ask this gent a question?
Look, stranger... You better beat it while you're all in one piece.
I thought I heard Miss Harvey tell you to get out.
Yeah, so did I.
Well, you certainly did. He came in here and threatened me.
Threatened you? Now, look, I came in here to give you some good advice.
Are you saying Miss Harvey's a liar?
Yeah, what about it?
I'll give you just 1 second to apologize to her.
You ain't gonna make me.
You want a bet?
Don't reach for that gun. I want that apology, and I want it now.
Yeah? Well, this is what you're gonna get.
You hit his hand while he was still drawing his gun.
Maybe I made a mistake aiming for his hand.
Yeah, he made the mistake of trying to draw.
All right. I want that apology right now.
All right, I apologize.
Not very gracious, but it'll do. Now get out of here. And don't let me catch you bothering this lady again.
I don't know what your name is, stranger, what you're doing here. One thing's for sure, you ain't got long to live.
Woo-hoo! He's a real mean one, Bill.
He sure is. Well, I'm afraid you got yourself into a lot of trouble helping me. But I'm glad you did.
Yeah, well, so are we, ma'am. That makes us even.
Bill? Millie? I've heard shots. What happened?
Well, here comes the law. Just a little too late, as always.
Millie, are you all right?
Yes, Wally, I am. Thanks to these two men.
Maybe we should be introduced to Miss Harvey, Wally.
Oh, sorry. Millie, this is Wild Bill Hickok.
What? Wild Bill Hickok?
Yes, ma'am, and Jingles. That's me.
Well, I should have known. Gee, I'm glad to meet you.
We knew your father, ma'am, and we've known Wally here for a long time.
Yeah, poor Daddy.
We know about that. Yes, that's why we're here, to help Wally round him up.
Wally's rounded him up already, but nobody will stand up in court and testify.
Bill, maybe if we could get the whole gang in jail at once, then people wouldn't be as scared of their lives.
That sounds like a big order, but it might be just what we need.
Oh, what good will it do? You can arrest all the gun hands who do the dirty work, like Lobo. But you can't put Silk Martin in jail, and he's the boss.
Silk Martin?
Mm-hmm.
Who's he?
He runs the Gilded Cage gambling hall here in town.
Yeah. Everybody's sure he's behind this thing, but Wally won't lock him up. You know, people are getting so they don't think much of their sheriff anymore.
But, Bill, he's never stepped outside the law. And if I arrest his man, he just brings in more gun slicks.
Well, Jingles, looks like we've got a big job to do. Let's go have a talk with Mr. Silk Martin.
Lobo, you churnhead, what have you got to say for yourself?
Silk, how did I know that gent was Wild Bill Hickok?
Well, you'll know him next time after the way he outdrew you in that girl's store.
That was just luck. My trigger guard kind of got stuck in my holster.
Oh, sure. And the next time you try to trade lead with Hickok, you're liable to get stuck in a coffin. Now, look, we'll get Hickok and that buffalo-sized deputy of his, but we'll get him my way with brains.
Wait a minute. Here they come now.
Well, what do you know? Hickok and Jingles in a gambling hall. Let me play the cards, Lobo.
That's your game. Go right ahead. I want to see how brains work. Howdy, Hickok and Jingles.
Howdy, Lobo.
This is where you hang out when you're not selling protection, huh?
Oh, I hadn't talked, Hickok. I talked to the man who owns this place. This is Silk Martin, gents.
Well, just the man we came to see.
You can see me anytime right here at the Gilded Cage. That's all I do, run a gambling hall, understand?
I understand more than you think, Martin. Yesterday, a wagon driver was murdered. Last week, a store was burned. Before that, a mine was blown up. You may know about some more things like that, huh?
What's that got to do with me?
Well, sometimes murderers and dynamiters get hanged for it.
And sometimes those that order the murders get hanged, too.
Are you accusing me of murder?
Not at all, sir. We just want you to know that as law officers, we're interested in such things.
Yeah? Well, as law officers, you know that a man has to have a trial. And at the trial, you've got to have witnesses.
That's right. And the witnesses have to feel safe enough so they can testify.
You catch on pretty quick, Hickok.
Yeah, he catches on so quick that we already got the witnesses we need. We got the owner of the Bluebird Mine and the head of the Western Freight Lines.
And Tom Jones, a blacksmith.
And Millie Harvey and a few more.
That's quite a list of witnesses.
Seems to me they've all been in court before, but none of them testified.
They will this time, because they're safe from you and your gun slick.
Oh, stop bluffing, Hickok. If you're so smart, why don't you take us to jail and see if you can make your bluff stick?
Well, we can't take you to jail.
That's crazy. Ain't you U.S. Marshals?
That's right, but we can't take you to jail.
Why not?
Because the jails are full of witnesses. We got them where they're safe from you and your gang, and we're going to guard them till it's time for the trial.
That's right, Silk. Instead of jailing the crooks, we jail the witnesses. Come on, Jingles, let's go.
That's what I like about you, Silk. You got brains. Now look what you got us into.
Shut up, you fool. I'll get us out of this. And I'll fix that smart aleck marshal and his oversized deputy, too.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. Looks like you were too smart this time.
I'm plenty smart. Round up the boys and get a couple more kegs of blasting powder.
What for?
You're going to blow up that jail and all the witnesses.
Hey, that's a great idea.
And here's an even better idea. Be sure Hickok and Jingles are in there when you do it.
Listen, Slim, what's a four-letter word beginning with R that means barrels of fun?
Oh, shucks, you can't stick me on that one, Charlie. It's R-I-N-G, ring. I smelled it a-coming because I knowed you was a-fixing to tell all our young ranch hands again about the snap, crackle, and pop rings.
You're right, Slim. I want to make sure that every wrangler listening to us knows about these wonderful rings. If they could see one, they'd surely want one. These metal rings are made especially for you kids. The tops are of a special flexible plastic shaped and colored exactly like the faces of Snap, Crackle, and Pop. And here's where all the fun comes in. You can make the faces squirm and wiggle into all sorts of funny contortions just like they're alive. Now, here's how you get the Snap, Crackle, and Pop rings. Listen carefully. Fill out the coupon on the back of the Kellogg's Rice Krispies package, the large or regular size. Then enclose it with 25 cents in coin and the top of one Rice Krispies box for each ring you want. Check the ring or rings you want on the coupon. Just remember to enclose 25 cents in coin and a Rice Krispies box top, large or regular size, for each ring you order. Get a package of those fresh, good-tasting Kellogg's Rice Krispies today and send for your ring or rings pronto. Have fun with the faces of Snap, Crackle, and Pop from America's only talking cereal. Wild Bill and Jingles found that locking up crooks was no good when witnesses were afraid to testify, so they turned the tables and locked up the witnesses. The sheriff, the witnesses, and Bill and Jingles are all in jail together, but they may not be there for long.
Well, breaking out of jail ain't so hard when you got the right kind of tool.
Yeah, but remember, none of us are locked up in the cells either, Jingle.
Now, this tunnel comes up in Bill Barnes' livery stable, and you can make your escape from there after your jailbreak.
Lobo Graves and some of his men were watching when we all came back from dinner. We're going to expect them to try something pretty quick.
Well, just before it got dark, I saw Lobo leaving. But his men are still on guard to make sure none of us walk out the door.
We won't walk out the door. But those of you that are deputized can slide out that livery stable and get your ammunition and the rest of the posse.
Just be sure to circle around and come up to your post in the dark, and don't let Lobo's men see you.
Yeah, sure.
Well, the tunnel's all finished, Bill. It's even big enough for me.
All right, let's go. All of you can remember the time when the law helped you break out of jail.
Lobo. Well, it's about time you got here. How's everything going down at the jail?
Everything's all ready. The boys are standing by, and they got the powder kegs hidden in the wagon across from the jail.
Good. What about Hickok and all them witnesses?
They're all locked up in the jailhouse. They went out to dinner across the street, and then they all came back and locked themselves in for the night.
You're sure?
Of course I'm sure. Hickok and his deputy, the girl, and that tin horn sheriff, and all the rest of them.
And they didn't come out again?
Nah. I tell you, I watched that door till dark, then Mac and Pete took over. A few minutes ago, all the lights went out. They figure they're safe in that stone jailhouse.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you watch the door and they didn't come out, they're still in there. All the people that could stop me from getting rich. All the people that could get the law on me. This is too good to miss.
Shall I go ahead and set off the blast, boss?
No, Lobo. When that powder goes off, there won't be nobody left to bother me. I'll be safe. I'm going to go with you. And I'm going to touch off this blast myself. Set the other keg right down there.
And be quiet, you guys. Wake them up and we'll have real trouble on our hands.
Put a long fuse on both of them. We'll be a mile away when the blast goes off.
I got the fuses on them already, and they're long ones. There's enough powder here to blow up half the town.
Okay. Everything all set?
I think so, Silk.
Stand back a little, man. I'm going to light it.
All right, sir.
Give me a match, Lobo.
Here you are, Silk. Light the fuse clear out at the end.
Don't worry, I will.
Hey! Who shot that match out?
I did. Get your hands off all of you.
Boss, it's Hickok.
That's right, you coyotes. There's 10 more of us with them. Now throw down your gun.
Boss, we're smart.
No, we're not. Shoot your way out. Let them have it.
Keep stopping. You're back enough to pass them. Look at the flashes.
Close in, men, and keep under cover.
We got them, sir.
Get out of my way.
No, no, I won't take that.
Get them off. Light up those torches like a child. Watch out for tricks, everybody.
Woo! Now we can see the rest of them.
You two over there. All right, get your hands.
That'll teach you. When Bill says hands up, he means it.
Any more of them?
Yeah, looks like we got them all, Bill.
And look, I got Lobo when he ran into me.
It's like running into a stone wall.
Hey, where's Silk? He isn't here.
Yeah, I don't see him.
Bill, there he is by the jail.
He's lighting that fuse.
Oh, no, he ain't.
Drop that gun, Lobo.
All right, Hickok, I'm through with it.
He shot Silk.
Sure I did. He got us into this trap. Him and his brains. Now he'd blow us all up to save his own hide.
He'd probably have blown himself up, too. But I'm glad you got him before you lit that fuse.
Now, let's get the guns off these sidewinders, men, and march them into the jailhouse.
Good idea. They ain't going to get out like we did.
Come on, Lobo. If we couldn't have proved anything on Silk, we got plenty on you and the rest of the gang.
Yes, sirree, Bill, and this time we got plenty of witnesses.
Wally, it worked, didn't it?
Sure did, Millie. Thanks to Bill's idea, we've ended the protection racket and a lot of other crimes around here.
Oh, I'm so glad. Oh, just let people talk about our sheriff now.
Careful, Miss Millie. You know, kissing him once or twice is all right. But if you keep it up, you'll be interfering with an officer making an arrest. And we got witnesses to prove it.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
Thanks for joining us, folks. We'll be with you again on Monday.
Right, Guy, and our story's about a stagecoach race to save a life. It's called the Vengeance Trail.
Meanwhile, Andy and I hope you'll remember to ask Mom to get a package of the world's only talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Yes, sir, kids. As soon as you pour milk or cream over Rice Krispies, they greet you with a friendly snap, crackle, and pop. That's to let you know how fresh and crisp they are.
Sure tastes wonderful, too, don't they, Andy?
Sure as I'm standing here talking, they do.
So long, kids.
See you Monday.
The greatest name in cereals has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Gigi Pearson, Herb Ellis, Jim Nusser, and Ted DeCorsia. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick O'Rounce. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals. Reminding you to listen again Monday, same time, same station, when Kellogg's Pep Wheat Flakes presents Wild Bill Hickok in The Vengeance Trail.